In some cases, the most of the shtamish tarz of koyra k'neged alechi. When you put a lechi koyra, the width of a lechi koyra is also considered within the mechitza of the lechi koyra. You can move things around. The hanimilu b'psil shus harabim al b'psil v'kamlis also. So most stringent ones for b'psil to shus harabim d'rabbono, then is b'psil to shus harabim d'raisin. Bein tach has a koyra ben k'neged alechi. The ma'aser pasuk in both situations, and the width of a lechi koyra is also b'psil to kamlis. They should be tach l'kam she'eslam. In such a case, we say that it's more similar to a kamalus, and it gets dragged into that direction. It's considered part of the kamalus. Shemosim in the sweet of a neyah. Two things that are similar combined to each other. So Brewer brings a rabbi that says the tachas ha'koyra can be made even for so for kamalus. If the koyra is four tochim wide, then you say that's a pitik or yerbisayson. It's like a mechitza that goes down and closes it off, and even if it's open to a palace, you'd be able to use the area underneath it.